from the Carter Subaru Studios. This is the G and Ursula Show with G Scott and Ursula Wojtyn.
It is Fresh Fridays here on the G and Ursula Show. So glad that you are with us. And if you weren't with us right now, what else would you be doing? Oh, working.
We don't want you doing that.
Oh, well, what's so funny in just the last couple of minutes?
Yeah.
I think at least a couple dozen of our listeners texted in and said, yep, I got to fess up. I have an addiction to your show as well.
Yeah.
And it's keeping me from working right now.
Yeah.
You know what? That is an addiction that we can wholeheartedly support. Not the part about not working, because I don't want you to get in trouble, but we love it if you have an addiction to our show.
But some of you texters, I just want to say, some of you guys are breaking down. Because I remember early on, you used to be a little tough. Now you're hellos.
Yeah, some of them did predict our demise within 6 months.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that they're still with us. And they disagree every single time and get so mad if we don't ask a particular question or whatever it is, but they're still there.
Those are my favorite ones.
And when you were really vulnerable last week and you shared your heart, they were the first ones to text in.
Yep.
I love you.
I know. The ones that can't stand this show, turn it off every time you come on. Then I had a vulnerable moment. Hey, G, look, man, as much as we disagree, I still love you. So I just wanted to tell you, I kept those texts. All right. It's time for Agree to Disagree, brought to you by Guardian Roofing and Gutters.
One of these days, we just got to take off the gloves. Just really go at it.
You've ever been driving down the road, been pulled over, and needed to scramble to find your insurance and your registration, and wondered, why can't you just take a picture of this and put it on your cell phone? Well, here's some good news. This is Mickey Gomez's story. I have to give her credit. As of soon, both your registration and your proof of insurance can be stored electronically on your phone. You simply snap a photo of it and keep it right there on your device, and law enforcement officers, when requesting it, have to accept that as legal proof. G. Scott, what do you think?
Man, some of us saw this report by Mickey Gomez and was like, yes. Do you know the anxiety that happens when you think about having to go to the glove box? And as a matter of fact, every single time, even though when I get pulled over, Ursula, and I know that I'm going to have to reach for my insurance and my proof of registration, I do not reach for that thing until the cop gets next to my window and I say, excuse me, sir, ma'am, please permission to reach in there and grab all of my stuff. I don't do it. I'm not going to be leaning down to grab something. This is me. I'm being very serious. I'm not even exaggerating. I love this. I love being able to just show the folks on my phone.
It makes so much sense. But I got to ask both of you, because both of you use the same example as to, you know, why this would be a good thing.
Yeah.
You make it sound like you get pulled over a lot. Chef, is there something I don't know?
You know.
No. No, there's not.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I don't get pulled over anymore.
I know. You are such a safe driver. You're the one who always talks about driving the speed limit.
I remember our old boss, Dave Pridemore, and I used to always just say, boss, you've never been pulled over before? And he's like, why is that hard to believe? I'm like, in my 20s and even 30s, but especially in my 20s, I got pulled over all the time. All the time. I'm being serious. Now, today, no.
Yeah.
I don't get pulled over. As a matter of fact, I think...
It's been a while. Yeah.
It's been a while.
So I've been pulled over a couple of times, and yes, there is that... Every time they say, okay, can you show, you know, license, registration, et cetera. There is that moment of panic, like... Oh my gosh, do I have it? You know, when was the last time I looked at my glove box and when was the last time I organized it? You know, when I look in there, it's like, okay, there's multiple masks. I have all sorts of stuff shoved in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I love this idea, but I think the main impetus for doing this is that it's makes it so that thieves don't get your, that they don't, when they break into your car.
Time out.
Uh-huh.
Let's go back to something.
Yeah.
See, I just figured something out, yeah. So, in your Subaru right now,
yeah,
you're telling me that your proof of insurance and registration is just in there. It's
yeah.
not. Okay, so that's the difference. My proof of insurance and registration is right there. So
wait, when do you say right there?
When I say right there, like I make sure that when I open up my glove box, it's right there. There's no rattling. There's no looking.
I know, but your car is probably so much neater than mine is.
Well, I'm just saying those two documents.
Yeah.
It's going to be a very simple grab. It's not going to be a...
Let me dig around.
No.
My car is a junk drawer. It is a rolling junk drawer filled with camping equipment and like T-ball stuff. And I have my license and or my registration and proof of insurance clipped together with the paper clip. It's laminated and folded. It's in a plastic baggie directly in the driver's side door, so I can just literally boink, reach down and get it because I don't want to be rummaging. I think this is generally a fantastic move. I know there's probably the biggest concern people would have is, well, what about fraud? How can you ensure that people aren't, you know, listing a fraudulent registration? There is a system that they can check using the barcode on it. So don't try it, by the way.
Yes.
However, there's not really a system to check whether your insurance is valid.
There never has been.
Exactly. That seems like that's been a flaw from the beginning. So long as you can provide a document that looks as though you're insured, law enforcement doesn't really care until the time you actually get into an accident. We don't disagree on this at all, do we?
We don't.
Before you move on,
I
just want to say, this is why I like doing a show with you.
Yeah. So,
now, let's just say you get pulled over, right?
Uh-huh.
Do you keep your hands on the steering wheel?
No. No.
Man!
I have to lean over and go get it. And I know exactly where it is.
I'm talking about before the cop comes up.
No.
So you get pulled over.
I've been pulled over three times. One time I was pregnant, and that's the only time I actually got a ticket.
So, Ursula, the cop pulled you over, and the cop's on his way. You don't still have your hands on the steering wheel?
No.
Man, my hands on the steering wheel. Still.
A lot of people are texting in saying the same thing.
I mean, they stay right there, Chef. And then, officer, is it okay if I reach over? Go ahead. Boom. Right there. Bow. Here you go. Boom.
See, I've never done that, but I have thought about it recently. I'm like, if I get pulled over, you know what I should probably start doing? Asking permission. Doing all the things that you're... Are you supposed to do that? Just literally hold the steering wheel? Or is that like in case you're worried about it kind of thing?
And when it's nighttime, guess what I also do? Turn that dome light on.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And it goes both ways. I think the whole idea of, you know, keep your hands on 10 and 2. Mm-hmm. That's also for the benefit of the officer. So it's a benefit for you.
Yes.
Benefit for the officer.
1,000%.
Because so often they say, there's no such thing as just a routine traffic stop. So often that's when something goes terribly wrong. So it's like, hey, everybody, we're all cool.
I want the officer, when they get ready to come up to my car and they see hands on 10 and 2, they see the dome light on, they see all of those things, that officer comes up and say, man, you know what? All right, this is gonna be a cool stop. I don't want this officer afraid.
Yes. Exactly.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
All right, what can we do about the red hot housing market that has cooled somewhat, but of course interest rates are still so high that it's locking many people out? Well, how about knocking investors out of the single-family home market? That is what Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley wants to do. He has a new bill in Congress that would block hedge funds from buying up single-family homes. Just for context, investors bought 24% of single-family homes in the U.S. last year. That's up nearly 100% from about 8 years prior. His bill would block them from buying any more than 100 homes. He eventually wants that number to come down to zero. Ursula, what say you about this proposal?
I like the idea. It's to the point where homes are just not affordable anymore, and neighborhoods are not affordable. And if you have hedge funds with, you know, these big, huge, bottomless pits of money buying into neighborhoods, I think that just excludes a lot of people. So I like the idea. Would I say none? They should. Maybe there should be a limit of like 5. I think a 100. The idea that you can still buy up to 100, that seems like a large number to me. But I think that would be better than just endless amounts.
Yeah. I think we're all on the same page. Please do not allow these corporations to be able to buy endless amounts of single family homes. This is ridiculous, and it is the biggest problem that is going up that's helping drive the prices up. Now, we already have interest rates going up. And by the way, I shared with Ursula and Chef what I was doing yesterday. This is, by the way, this is why you don't stay home from work. Yeah, I get weird.
While you were recovering
you were. I was like, hey.
Home shopping.
I was going to buy a house.
just the idea that you're thinking of buying a house on a whim.
Because here's the thing: after if you haven't bought a house in 3 years, you can still qualify for first time home buyers, right? So then that way you only put down 3% on that. I'm like, okay, cool. But here's the thing that I really had to see for myself. And I just did this yesterday, even before this article that we're talking about. It really blew my mind. A $600,000 house, so obviously $18,000 down. Okay, cool.
For 3%.
Yeah. But for really good credit, with these interest rates, for a $600,000 home, your mortgage with tax, license, all tax and all that stuff, it's going to be $4,400 a month.
Yeah. What? Getting into a loan... Only putting that much of a down payment, 3%, I couldn't even fathom how the numbers would pencil out. But yeah, 44, that's crazy. Forget about it. I think you're better off renting.
A month.
But if you're a hedge fund and you pay all cash, you pay nothing per month, right?
Right?
Yes. I think the only argument against this, which some people who are against the bill say, hey, anything that we do to limit investment in the United States and the investment opportunities that people have is a bad thing. And that is the antithesis of the type of system that we live in. That being said, I think if, the IRS can distinguish between a single investor who's bought one or two houses that owns an LLC, perhaps for that purpose, and a hedge fund class, we could probably make the distinction in the housing market as well. So kudos. I hope it passes.
It's Friday. We're all agreeing.
Yes, I know. It is all. You know, okay. Let me see if we can find one to disagree on, because there are holiday parties coming up. I know we're planning a lot. This is a surprise headline for you.
Huh.
The Atlantic says that Facebook events are dead. If you want to plan a dinner, a holiday party, whatever it is, a get-together, don't do it on Facebook. You are left with basically the options of text, email, Instagram, calendar invites, and good old phone calls. And also there's this new service called Partyful that apparently the kids are into these days. Gee, Scott, if you got to plan something, what are you doing? Facebook, phone, text, email, or is Lillian doing the whole thing?
Okay.
Text messages. Pull up. Slide through. There it is.
For even an event that's a little bigger than, a couple of people. So, for example, I used Evite this last time for Mark's 60th. Okay, shush.
Hey, even Nick's like, what's Evite?
Eyes wide, I'm just looking over, what?
Wait. Wow,
cool. And you open the invitation, and there's an animation of an envelope opening when you click on
Evite
the link. There's music.
It was free for me. It was beautiful. You know what I loved?
What?
Told me exactly who was coming, who was not. Forced people to RSVP. I loved it. I loved it. It worked out beautifully. So I have no shame. Zero shame.
I think there's no good way anymore because people are so fragmented. Some people are like, never call me, never leave me a voicemail. Some of the older generation might be like, I don't deal with text messages and I get lost on a group thread. Even I get lost on a group thread.
Android.
Other people aren't on Facebook, right? People don't do physical mail anymore. Some people may not subscribe to your calendar system. So we're living in this fragmented era where some folks are still sending out Evites, I guess.
Okay. Text us. 888-973-5476. 888-973-CHIRO. Is it really that unusual that I did? Okay, someone said Evite is money. I paid nothing. I suppose,
I think they mean it's solid.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, solid gold.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Sonny.
Is anybody going to notice Nick's music right now?
Oh, no.
Do you remember the time when we used to have Evites? Oh, I don't remember those days.
Well, just yesterday we were talking about record albums. You weren't here. I mean, I was talking about Christine McVie Fleetwood Mac, oh, the Rumors
Fleetwood
album.
Mac, yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, today, Evite, it was the first time I'd actually used it. Yeah. I think I just sang, I just told you about my birthday party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I pulled up.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you invite people, Chef?
Through Gabby.
Oh, Gabby does it all?
Yeah, she's wonderful. She's a great
organizer.
You guys
don't get those family chain texts anymore? Like, hey, guys, Reverend Thanksgiving over here. Just, like, text the chain if you're coming or
as soon as 10 messages come through, I'm done. No.
I'm muting it.
Done.
Hey,
it's
tough. Don't do the text groups, the text chats. It's just miserable. Don't do it. Please. All right. Coming up next, we're going to bring in Ted Beener. He is what's
your new favorite? He's our Cairo Radio staff meteorologist. He's worked for the National Weather Service. He retired. When he retired, I was so bummed out because he was just always such a wealth of information. And now we have him on staff, which is fantastic.
I'm sorry, Ted. I didn't have any idea that you had. You game rock solid when it comes to this weather. And so when the weather started happening and all the snow was coming, I said, hey, my man Ted said this was going to happen.
Exactly. So we need to have that same precision when it comes to what's going to happen this weekend. I have places to go, people to meet, and I know you do too.
Yeah.
So what do we need to know about this weekend?
I got Kevin Hart on Sunday. Kevin Hart concert. All right. It's Gino's show.
Welcome back to the G and Ursula show. One of our listeners, Sharon, said that she was afraid to tell us that she sends actual invitations through the mail. She sends cards, too, because she likes the personal touch and she likes to give and receive handwritten cards and invitations. And all of us were in agreement. We would love that. We would love to get a handwritten card or an invitation.
Let's bring it back. The G and Ursula show, by help of Sharon, the Scrabble savant who wrote in. Let's get back to sending invites in the mail. You send me an invite in the mail, it's going right on the refrigerator.
Yeah,
and I feel like that is an invitation almost to the White House. You go on Chef and somebody sends you an invitation in the mail?
It's classy. Yes. It's just classy.
Someone took the
and
time.
And I'm not that classy. Definitely go.
It is a lost art, too, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, but we want to talk about weather because I think most of us thought we were done with snow, and maybe it's not yet over. So we have asked Cairo News Radio meteorologist Ted Beener to join us, as he has done most of this week. Good morning.
Good morning.
G was saying off air, but also I think you even said it on air, that you have been spot on with all your forecasting. So thank you for
right
that.
I'm right there with a lot of others. You know, Nick's done a great job. And this has been a difficult, evolving scenario all week long, and it continues into this weekend.
Okay, so let's get into what are we expecting this weekend. Let's start with this afternoon.
Well, we're going to have a few more flurries. In fact, right now we've got some light snow across the Kitsap Peninsula and over towards the Hood Canal area. And we've got a low-pressure system off the coast that's going to gradually work its way down off the Oregon coast through tomorrow. But it's going to spin some moisture onshore. Most of our snowfall is going to be this evening and into a little bit past the midnight hour. And because the wind flow is going from east to west towards the low, that area over in the Hood Canal and the Kitsap Peninsula, that's where you're going to see the most snow, probably upwards of 6 inches by the time it's all said and done. In the meantime, it's kicking up some south wind. So in the South Sound, roughly from Tacoma southward, snow will turn over to rain, a cold rain, but it'll be in the mid-30s down there overnight tonight. Meanwhile, further north, we're going to see a little bit of light snow all the way up to Whatcom County, anywhere from a trace to up to 3 inches, just depending on where you are.
Okay, real quick, not that I don't care about the North Sound, and not that I don't care about the Hood Canal, but I speak on behalf of my people down in Tacoma and Puyallup and all them. What's going on this weekend? We need to know what's happening in Tacoma, Puyallup area for the weekend. Is it a good chance that we're going to see some snow, especially come Saturday, Sunday?
Your best chance is actually late today and tonight. By the way, G, I will be at Mount Tahoma High School tomorrow evening for the 4A High School Championship game. I'll be on the sidelines doing my social media thing.
Who and, you rooting for, player? Who you rooting for? Yeah, you rooting for Kennedy? Who you rooting for?
I'm in Snohomish County, man. You take a guess, right?
No. Okay. All right.
Hey, pretty good squad. I've seen them several times already this season, and they've got a running back that's headed to Notre Dame. So he has got some talent and some speed. We can talk sports later. We're here to talk weather. But we're going to have the precip's over tomorrow morning. We'll have some clearing skies and a north wind and highs, 35 to 40 degrees. And then that little low pressure system, it's going to nag us. So on Sunday, it's going to send one more band of moisture north. Might see some snow flurries with it, but nothing significant at that point.
Okay, so what we would see on Sunday, would it stick around to Monday morning? What kind of commute could we have?
I think we'll be okay on the commute Sunday or Monday morning, rather. That's because the road crews are going to be out there doing their thing. We won't probably have enough snow to be any significance beyond what we're going to get for tonight. But nevertheless, it's still going to be cold. We're going to be struggling to get to 40 degrees as we head into early next week. So this cold weather is not over yet.
Ted Beener, I got a bone to pick with you because I notice every, no matter what kind of answer you give, you always give it with such a positive. Like, well, gee, there's going to be a lot of snow, so prepare. Why are you so positive with any type of weather that happens?
Oh, you know, I think it's because I like to serve the community. That's it's true. my way of communicating that. I don't like to sound negative and oppressive or anything along those lines. I just want to, tell me the facts, ma'am, kind of things, from Dragnet. And that's what I try to parlay here. So,
like 206 just texted in and said, Ursula, quoting me just a few minutes ago, we're done with snow. And this person's pointing out, isn't it just December 2nd? You're correct. And I think it was just wishful thinking on my part. Everyone who listens to the show knows already I struggle with this. So I like it when you say we're not going to have an issue on Monday because, all the people on the roads, I don't want you getting in an accident. Okay, because it's tough for us, for many of us. Ted, what are we looking at on the east side? Because I heard you talk about south, north, Hood Canal, but looking at the east side, what are we talking about?
Are you referring to like east of Lake Washington?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Remember I mentioned winds moving from east to west?
Yes.
That means those winds will be moving down the slopes of the Cascades, and that tends to dry things out. So highest snow amounts are over there towards the east slopes of the Olympics, Hood Canal, and tapers as you head over towards Issaquah and North Bend.
See, I like talking to you, Ted. See, the more we keep talking to you, I'm going to learn some of this weather language. And so I'll be at a party and says, you guys do know that winds are going to go from east to west. And, you're going to be teaching me that.
And if it's windy, it's going to get things dry.
And then my brothers and sisters down in Bonnie Lake and Sumner, they want to know, what about them as well? How they looking?
Well, again, I don't think they're going to see very much snow overnight tonight. They'll get more than Tacoma will. But not that much more because they're closer to the Cascades. And again, you got that milder south wind. So they're going to be right on the edge between rain and snow as we head in overnight.
See, I didn't know that either. So now I'm talking to my brothers and sisters down there like, hey, Sumner, Bonnie Lake, you do know that you're closer to the Cascades. And you'll probably get
you
more
snow.
You need
to look at a map. I love you.
And I got to toss this at you, G. Yeah. I've got a house for sale in my neighborhood. Are you interested in coming to Snohomish County?
Oh, there you go.
Man, you know what? I think I might. How far north are you?
I'm making the pitch.
Yeah, okay. All right, we'll talk about that off air. All my people are down in Tacoma. They probably don't want to see me leave. Well, I don't know. Who knows?
I can't blame them.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. That is Ted Beener, our... What would we call him?
He's our meteorologist.
Okay.
Yeah. Cairo Radio has our own. He's on staff.
We got our own.
Yeah.
We got the best right here. Man. Hey, coming up next on the G. Ursula Show, your text messages, your feedback, and then we'll have Ursula's words to live by. G. Ursula. is the G and Ursula Show. Before we get to the text messages, Ursula, you got a little something to give
yes,
out.
Yes. And very important because it is time to announce our final Seahawks code word. And again, we want you to go to mynorthwest.com/win and enter this code word. Look, the word is win. To be entered to win two tickets to the Seahawks hosting the San Francisco 49ers on December 15th. The code word WIN expires at 11:59 tonight. So, again, you can find more details and rules at mynorthwest.com/win. And congratulations to our 12 winners this week.
All right. It is now time for text messages. Ursula scenarios. My boyfriend lost his job because he's skipping work to play video games, and I told his boss. 253 says, paint the prongs on the power cord with clear nail polish. Let it dry and plug it back in. The system won't turn on. If she decides to let him play again, she can clean it with nail polish remover. Or you just leave him.
How about talk to him first before you try the nail polish? Listeners who are addicted to the G and Ursula Show, welcome to our support group where everyone is in recovery from a toxic world. 360 says, it has been proven that people addicted to the G and Ursula Show become 15% smarter and 35% better looking than people who are not addicted to the show. And for the many, many of you who fessed up, talked about your addiction, many of you started on day one, stayed with us. We love all of you and appreciate all of you. And we got some news today that we're not sharing, but just let's put it this way. We feel like winners.
Absolutely. Evite, Facebook event group text. How do you organize a party? Oh, G's cousin Darrell texted in. G is known to leave family group text and then put them on mute. Come on, Darrell. You can't be telling them family business.
I love it. 253 says, I just did an invite to multiple ages. I had to use Facebook, Evite, and text messages to get everybody.
Our favorite Tracy and Burian says, I'm going to a party tonight, and they use Evite, and I am loving it because I can find all the details really easily in my email.
Thank you, Tracy. I know she was trying to fend for me because you all were laughing that I said my last event was with Evite. I loved it.
And what'd Joey say?
We have a group text chat with 11 people planning Friendsgiving. It's so annoying and there's no way to get out of it. I agree again, G.
Yay! Connie in Mount Lake Terrace says, I just about lost it when Ursula responded to the Evite is money text. I was brushing my teeth and it almost went everywhere. Here's Ursula. Wait, Evite is free? Then there's Chef. I think they mean solid. It doesn't get any better than this.
Hey, Ursula, that news we got today, money.
Now I get it. Now I get it. Okay, Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley wants to ban hedge funds from buying single-family homes. 425 says, a hedge fund purchased my neighbor's home. It was listed at $1.6 million and bought with cash for $2.3 million. This pushed my assessment up $400,000 and increased my property taxes. That's no good.
Not good at all. Should you communicate your dietary restrictions before going to a party, dinner, or event? Brian in Bellevue says, every meal on the cruise ship, they ask us if we had any food allergies. We should normalize this.
Mary in Queen Anne says, always serve one vegan, one vegetarian, and label all the dishes with the ingredients. Also, ask your guests to let you know about food allergies, etc.
I have dietary restrictions. No. The big point is don't make it the host problem. Be a big adult. Let the host or inviter know about your restrictions and then make it clear that you will be fine. Please don't change the menu on my account and that there's always plenty in what's being served that I can eat. And during the event, own your restrictions. Ask discreetly if you're unsure about a given dish and keep the focus on the event and not your issues.
Okay, can I say whoever wrote that, that's how I would want to handle it. I mean, if I was the one with dietary restrictions, yeah, you don't want to be high maintenance because you might not get that invitation next time.
Do you know why?
Why is that?
Because so many people make fun of those who have legitimate dietary restrictions, and it's kind of this pop culture thing that, none of it's real.
No, it's real.
It is real.
You know what my number one dietary restriction is? That dairy.
And you're a big proponent of your famous mac and cheese.
Yeah.
So do you force people to eat it even though you can't do dairy? And others,
I eat it. Small sacrifice.
But it's a small sacrifice for Lillian.
Take one for the team.
Oh my goodness. Northgate. Red Robin settling wage theft and scheduling lawsuit. 425 says, hey, G, a company I used to work for said they would not pay overtime. If we worked over our 40 hours in a week, they would just adjust your last clock out time back to exactly 40 hours. That sounds illegal. They still required the work to be done. You couldn't just leave when you hit your 40. They went bankrupt and are no longer in business. At least I left before it went under.
Before we get to words to live by, I just want to say, if you are a company and you do right by your employees, you will stay in business a long time.
Yes.
Ursula, it's time for words to live by, brought to you by Wilcox Farms.
Love this quote. When you wake up in the morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, to love, and then make that day count.
Man, for sure.
Thanks, love Ursula. All of you. Thank you.
Thanks, Chef. Appreciate you cooking up a good show. Nick, what do you got, bro?
Well, they say old habits can die real hard, and breaking the bad ones are a challenge to regard. Like overnight video games or TikToks all day, you'll find yourself saying, when did March turn to May? But spending time with us is a perfect routine. So if your flight got canceled, see if we're home. We're not mean.
Our house. In the middle of
but before you come by, if you visit this weekend, bring your own vegan dish if you need to. Be a good friend.
In the middle of our streets.
Yeah.
Is that from Animal House, the movie? What movie was this? What movie was this in, though?
It's in a lot of movies. I know it was in the Folgers commercial back in the day.
Was it in Revenge of the Nerds? Why is this bothering me right now, the movie?
Oh, just Google it.
Well, I'm trying not to cheat. You know? Ursula, research it for me. What movie is this in? All right, we got to get you one. The Dory March Show comes up next. It's been a good Friday. Good to be back after a couple days. It's been a quick week. Long week, quick week. Rick, looking forward to the weekend. And Ursula, any big plans at all this weekend?
I'm just going to make sure that I relax and I'm ready for Monday. And I look forward to that day.
Chef, any plans for you?
Just praying for more snow for Ursula and my kids.
Oh, good.
Love yours.
Yeah. Nick, you got any plans?
I'm going to a little party tonight at the Woodinville Winery with my girl Jenny. And we're going to have some free wine and food there tonight. It's going to be a good time.
Nick always be doing old man stuff.
Open bar, dude.
We won't rush over there this time, though.
All right. Hey, appreciate you for listening. Love you for that. And as always, be kind.
Hope you have as much fun as we have. So long, everybody.
Sisters saying in the sleep. Brothers got a date to keep you come hang around. Our house in the middle of our street.